Got to turn to national politics now. In Iowa, Donald Trump and Senator Ted Cruz are locked in a tight battle in the GOP race for president. But things are different up in New Hampshire. Right now, polls show Trump well ahead of the pack. Ted Cruz is hoping to change that. This week, he's on a long bus tour of the Granite State. Cruz has been talking about what he sees as a political and spiritual revival happening among voters. He says the nation needs it.
If you look at the last election, in 2012, out of 90 million evangelical Christians, 54 million stayed home. Blue-collar Catholics across the Midwest up into New England did not vote. And so I am doing everything I can to encourage believers, simply stand up and vote your values that you believe. That is how we pull this country back from the brink.
That's Ted Cruz speaking last night with NPR Sarah McCammon. She is riding along on the bus tour, and Sarah says in Iowa, Cruz is an icon among conservative evangelical Christian voters. But what about in New Hampshire?
Well, you know, at least at the events he's holding around the state, and he's holding a lot of them this week, 17 total, a pretty enthusiastic reception. The crowds I've seen have not been huge crowds, but they've filled the venues for the most part, and overflowed in some cases, and lots of applause, lots of interaction, you know, people in the crowd saying, amen, that's right. And, you know, people I talk to at these events seem excited about him, or at least to be strongly considering him. Of course, that's a self-selected group that comes to a Cruz event, but I did mill around a diner and a restaurant and some other places over the weekend and bumped into a lot of people who at least had him on their radar, even if they hadn't decided yet who to support.
Are people comparing him to Donald Trump, who has certainly made the rounds quite often in New Hampshire? Trump is still about 20 points ahead in most of the polls anyway. Are people comparing Cruz to Trump, and is he comparing himself to Trump in particular?
I wouldn't say he's comparing himself to Trump, but I think you can certainly make an argument that the Trump factor in this race has, in a way, cleared a way for a candidate like Ted Cruz. Of course, you know, Trump is known for his strong rhetoric, and Cruz is as well. But a lot of people I talk to say they think Trump goes too far. I've met many people at these events who say, you know, I really like the things that Trump is saying. I'm glad he's raised some issues in this race that need to be addressed, but I'm not sure I could trust him to be commander in chief. And that's a point that increasingly Ted Cruz is making, that he's contrasting himself with Donald Trump and saying that he has the experience and the resume and the judgment to be commander in chief. That's Cruz's argument, you know, over against Donald Trump.
What did he specifically tell you? Because you had this interview with him and he mentioned Trump in the interview quite a bit. Can you tell us how he specifically contrasted himself and his politics with Trump's?
Well, I certainly asked him about Trump, and he'll say in the interview and on the stump that he doesn't want to criticize Trump personally, but we are seeing, I think, stepped up rhetoric that is aimed at Donald Trump from Ted Cruz. You know, he's saying that, again, that he has the judgment and questioning whether or not Trump has the judgment to be president, whether or not Trump is someone that Americans can trust. And I think he's really trying to set himself up as the alternative for people who are interested in Trump and compelled by, you know, find what he's saying compelling, but aren't quite ready to pull the lever for someone like Donald Trump. Ted Cruz has been really for months waiting in the wings, building a ground game here and in Iowa and in all the early states, and hoping, and his strategy is that some of those Trump supporters, maybe a lot of them, will come over to him.
Let's listen to part of what he told you.
The American people want a steady hand at the helm. They want someone they know and trust. They don't want to wake up every day wondering if the latest polls might set off the commander-in-chief into a frenzy of tweets.
What is he referring to there, Sarah?
Well, of course, Donald Trump is famous for his frequent activity on Twitter, for his Twitter profile, tweets about polls quite a bit, and certainly doesn't hesitate to criticize his opponents in the Republican race. Specifically, he's been calling out Cruz on Twitter. Just yesterday, he made a reference to Cruz's birth in Canada, which he's made an issue and questioned his eligibility to be president. You know, he seems to be targeting Ted Cruz, perhaps sees him as a threat. And Cruz is saying that he thinks Donald Trump is rattled and is getting nervous about his own poll numbers.
One final question before you get on the bus. What is it like to follow the Ted Cruz campaign in New Hampshire?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. It is it is a mad rush. I mean, about six stops a day. He is really hitting it hard. Like I said before, there's a lot of enthusiasm, at least among the people that come to these events. Some folks I saw yesterday standing out for the first stop of the day in the snow outside a diner waiting for him to show up. Everybody, you know, bundled up in snowsuits and hats and scarves. It's also you know, a really interesting chance to hear what people are saying and what they're thinking. And my sense is that, you know, at this point, even with just a couple of weeks to go before these first nominating contests kick off, a lot of people are still making up their minds. A lot of people have questions, and especially on the GOP side, there is a big field still. These last couple of weeks are really critical for these campaigns, and that's why they're hitting it so hard.
NPR's Sarah McCammon traveling with the Cruz campaign in New Hampshire. Nice to speak with you. Thanks, Sarah.
You too.